Do they still play the blues in Chicago when baseball season rolls around? When the snow melts away, do the Cubbies still play in their ivy-covered burial ground?
Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, all this week we've been bringing you interviews with Cubs fans, celebrities, and former players as we celebrate the Cubs in the World Series. Let's continue on that thread. My next guest is considered to be one of the best catchers the Cubs have ever had. And that's saying something when you hear names like Gabby Hartnett or Jody Davis. But all Cubs fans know the name Randy Huntley. Huntley was an all-star on the 1969 Cubs, a team that includes four Hall of Famers: Ernie Banks, Ron Santo, Fergie Jenkins, and Billy Williams. Sadly, that team, with all of its talent, collapsed down the stretch and lost to the New York Mets. They serve as almost the gold standard, though, of Cub teams in modern history. So how do the players feel about this year's team finally getting to the World Series? Randy Huntley is my guest tonight on The Download. Randy, thanks so much for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Justin. I appreciate you inviting me on.
Let's talk about this. I mean, what's it mean to you as a former Chicago Cub that the Cubs, this year's team, is in the World Series?
Well, it's absolutely incredible to me. And needless to say, I have really enjoyed the games. They have played great defense, and pitching has been doing a good job. And finally, the hitting came around. So a little nervous about that hitting for a while, but they came out of it and proud to be in the World Series.
Yeah. Let's go back. I mean, you were traded to Chicago from the San Francisco Giants. What did you know about the Cubs? And you know, I mean, it had only been 20 years or so since they had been in a World Series. But what did you know about the Cubs culture and everything surrounding Wrigley Field in 1965?
Well, to tell you the truth, I didn't know much about the Cubs. I was with the Giants. We came into Chicago. I remember I had to pinch run, I think, for Willie Mays one day. Willie McCovey was the hitter. And when I got on first base, I realized why they put me in to pinch run. They didn't care if I got killed, but they didn't want Willie to get killed. Willie McCovey looked like he was standing right on top of me. And at that time, the shadow was prevalent in the game, and I was just lucky I didn't get hurt.
Because of the way that the sun plays at Wrigley Field, huh?
Right, yes.
For you, I mean, becoming part of that team and obviously, you know, leading up to the 69 team, what did you learn as when you became a Chicago Cub and started playing regularly about the culture that surrounded the Cubs?
Well, just being a part of the organization was terrific for me because at the end of the season before, I had told Chub Feeney, the general manager, to either play me, trade me, or release me. And thank goodness he traded Bill Hands and myself to the Cubs. And we came over and felt like a big part of that organization.
So let's talk about the 69 team. You had an all-star season. You played with, I mean, I think the whole infield at that point, the 69 Cubs were in the were in the all-star game. But, you know,
right,
it'll always be remembered for what happened in August and the collapse down the stretch against the New York Mets. Talk about that season and what it means to you, especially thinking back about where the Cubs are today.
Well, it's interesting. On opening day, we were behind by one run in the bottom of the ninth inning, and I was fortunate enough to get a base hit. And Willie Smith becomes a pinch hitter for the pitcher, and I'm on first base, and he hits this ball over my head. Willie hits his home run over my head, but I didn't know if it was going to get high enough to get over the fence. And so as soon as the ball was hit, and I was just hauling like crazy to score the tying run, and then thank goodness it went out of the ballpark. And, you know, it was just like we started the season off that way and just thought that that's the way every game was going to turn out for us.
For you, I mean, to be a part of that team, you know, to be sort of, like I said, almost the gold standard of modern Cubs teams, even, you know, bigger than the 84 team or the 89 team or in some cases the 03 team, that Chicago Cub fans always go back to that 69 season. How does that, I mean, it's strange. It's got to be strange in the fact that you at the time didn't know that you would never win again or be in a position to win. So what's that like to be a part of that 1969 team?
Well, of course, when we were playing and experiencing it, it was a tremendous feeling for us. The last month of the season, though, I must tell you, was not much fun because and people have convinced me that Leo played all of us too much that season, and I finally became a believer that we did play too much and we could have been rested a little bit more and might have had a different outcome of the last month of the season. But I wanted to play every day, and I think everybody else wanted to play every day, and we thought we could win it, but things just didn't go our way. And the Mets got on a streak, and they just they seemed to get a break every time they turned around. And it's just one of those things
baseball,
that didn't
right?
work out for us.
Talking with Randy Hundley, he's the all-star catcher for the 1969 Cubs. I'm interested, you know, thinking about what we see today in the World Series. We've seen the Cubs carry three catchers. They are have a situation where they have almost some of the pitchers have favorites. And you see with David Ross, this idea that John Lester only pitches to him or in other cases that happens. Talk about the chemistry between a pitcher and a catcher. You were known as a defensive catcher. You were known as one of the best in Cubs history. How important is it to have that relationship and to make sure that the pitcher's comfortable?
Well, it's extremely important. Of course, I caught most every game, and so I don't know that pitchers had a choice of whether they wanted me behind the plate or somebody else. But, you know, in today's game, everything seems to be a little bit different, and I think that if a pitcher and a catcher like working together and they do a good job, then that's the way it should be. Mm-hmm. And it gives the other guys a little time to rest and recover. And I think that if we had been able to do that a little bit more in 69, things might have come out different for us.
I mean, it's interesting because the modern-day game rests catchers 1, 2, 3 days a week during the regular season. You know, if you're a starting catcher, you're getting Sundays off. If there's a day game after a night game, there seems to be the league catching up to the idea of resting, especially the position of catcher.
Yeah, I think so. I remember a day in St. Louis, and it was in center field, it was 154 degrees, and we had a doubleheader. And I was on base 2 or 3 times in the first game, and they would put me in the hallway and ice me down between innings. And after the game was over, I'm sitting in my locker, and Leo's office is right straight ahead of me, and I happen to look up, and he's peeking around the corner of the office door, told me to come into his office, and I go in. He says, how do you feel? I said, well, Skip, look at me. How do you think I feel? And I mean, I was absolutely drenched. He said, you're all right. I want you to catch the second game.
Oh, man.
And I thought, holy cow. I said, well, look, Skip, I'm going to give you everything I've got and know that I'm giving you all I've got. And if you think I'm loafing, it's not. It's because I just can't go anymore. But I'll go catch the game if that's what you want. And he was pretty adamant about it and about me catching. So I just did what the manager wanted me to do. But Todd and I have talked about it a lot since then, and I think he may have convinced me that I should have been rested from time to time. However, I loved playing and wanted to try to do everything I possibly could. But I think in today's market, guys have to be rested.
Yeah.
Because, like you say, they're, you know, a pitcher may want to pitch to somebody else, And that's fine, too.
You think of the Cubs lore, and a lot of that has to do with the fandom. We're seeing this with the World Series, so many different Cubs fans coming forward and talking about their experiences, their emotional experience to the game, the fact that this is their first World Series, or maybe it's not. We just talked with Bob Newhart, and he said, you know, he was around for the 1945 team. But the concept being that there's just a lot that goes emotion in being a Cubs fan. For you as a Cubs player, could you sense that? Was there something about the fandom in Chicago that was different than the other cities that you played in?
Oh, yes. We all felt that fandom, so to speak, of Cubs fans. And that's why we tried so hard to try to win for the fans. And as players, we really appreciated the fans here in Chicago because there was nothing like their Chicago Cubs, and we felt a part of that. And I must say that I've always been thankful to have been a Chicago Cub. And although we didn't win a pennant, we competed, played as hard as we possibly could, and it didn't work out. And that happens to a lot of ball clubs.
Absolutely. So. You know, Randy, for you to watch the game, to be a part of the Cubs history, but to watch a game like Saturday's NCLS or what we'll see here in the World Series on the weekend, to see all of the fans that are not just in the stadium but also outside on Clark Street. I mean, for you as a player who played in the late 60s and early 70s when, you know, there were good crowds, but there were also days that there weren't. You know, talk about the experience of just watching this team and how the fans have just come out in droves.
Well, they have, and you know, the other night I was leaving a game, and I could hardly walk through the street because it was so crowded. And you know, they don't have parking for us down there, so I parked up and took a train down, and that helped me an awful lot.
Yeah, right.
But just getting back to the train station was very difficult because there were so many people out on the street, and. But I'm telling you, it was fun to experience, to go through, and to see the enthusiasm of everybody. And after they clinched it the other night, I just sat there in my seat for a long time and watched what was going on the field with all the players and their families and whatnot. And I was just extremely happy for them and proud of them. I want to tell you something. This is a great ball club. They have wonderful young guys playing the game, and they all seem to be together with everything, and they deserve to win, and I hope that things work out for them the rest of the World Series.
Yeah. Randy, one last question for you. You know, we had Fergie Jenkins on yesterday and asked him the same question about the 69 ball club and the players that are no longer with us and what it means to watch this team make it to the World Series after all these years and to be a part of the team and, you know, be a representative of that 69 team. What does it mean for this to happen and be the representative for the players that are no longer here?
Well, it means an awful lot to me. Of course, without Ernie and without Sano and you know, it hurts a little bit that they are not able to be a part of it, but that's life. And there are also a lot of fans that have families and friends that did not survive to watch this go on this week. And you know, it hurts me to see those people hurt when their loved ones were not able to see the World Series now. But, you know, that's life, and we just have to go on, and I am so thankful that I'm here and able to experience it myself. And I'm going to take my grandson to the ball game and my son Todd, and I just look forward to it.
Randy Hundley, the all-star catcher for the 1969 Chicago Cubs, the best catcher in Chicago Cubs history. Randy, thanks so much for taking some time out. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Take care.